It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
I'm so sleepy. You're so tired.
It's because the Super Bowl was on last night.
God, man, I tell you, I am dragging ass today. So, folks, don't expect anything great on the podcast. And what's weird is, too, is this wraps up our Monday NFL chit chat.
Yes, that's right.
We got to think of topics now to talk about on Monday.
Monday XFL?
I guess, can we do XFL? Is that even
we got to see the first game, see how it goes.
If it's awesome, then maybe we'll keep it going. Yeah. But it has been a crazy season. As a Packers fan, I wanted to see us in the Super Bowl, but we finished 13-3, won the division, so I was very happy. I think we got a lot of good stuff to build on. Saw some great football this year. Mm-hmm. Saw some crazy thing happen. Some players do some dumb things, some awesome things.
So let's just hit the hot topics right now.
Yeah.
So the actual game.
Yep.
We'll talk about. We'll talk a little bit about commercials.
Yep.
We'll talk about halftime.
Yep.
And then we'll wrap it up with Trump's tweet.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Kind of what we did on the show today. So let's start out with the actual game.
Wow.
What'd you think of it?
It was a great game.
I mean, anybody who thinks it was a bad game is
no. You
don't know football.
Compared to what we've seen the past couple years, it was an exciting game. Two really, really good teams. Two really well-coached teams.
Yeah.
Shanahan needs to stop wearing a flat bill cap like a douche.
He's got his DC shoes on,
good
dude.
God,
he's
come
killing
on,
it last night.
He's doing kick flips in the stadium.
Right.
No, come on now. You're an adult man.
I thought that was Rob Dyrdek. That was Shanahan, huh?
All right, here we go. So what do you think?
This next category.
it was a great game. I'm happy for the Chiefs. I'm happy for Andy Reid.
Yeah.
That guy has been...
Did you see any post-game interviews?
I didn't watch anything.
You could tell he is genuinely extremely excited.
Well,
about
like
it.
Looking at like some of the pictures in like slow motion, like dude, he was grinning like like a kid in a candy store. It was fantastic, well deserved. He's been coaching, and unfortunately, the Chiefs have not done well in stocking the team. They had Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. They picked Alex Smith. He was no good for a long time. And they lucked out getting Mahomes.
It's been like 50 years.
Dude, how much do you think was it Bears and Lions that passed on Mahomes 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It was the Bears and who was it? I don't think it was the Lions.
Browns?
Anyway, people picked Trubisky and Baker Mayfield.
Yep, it was Trubisky and Mayfield.
Before Bears, Mahomes.
Dude.
It's just going to be. I mean, I don't think it bothers Mahomes at all.
No. He's at now. Here's the other question too. Do you think Mahomes would be at the same level he's at right now if you would have went to the Bears or the Browns?
Personally, stat wise, probably not, because it's just a different team. He's got a lot of weapons right now.
Yeah.
As far as like talent wise, yeah, obviously.
He's a talented guy.
He's going to be right
again,
up there.
And what I've also said too, Pete.
Are you asking me if he'd take the Bears to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No.
Take the Browns to the Super Bowl?
No.
I've taken the Browns to the Super Bowl. And so, again, that kind of goes into where I'm at. Everyone's, and he's a super talented guy. But the team, the Kansas City Chiefs are forced to be reckoned with, and they proved it this year.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Last night, he broke the Madden curse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
He was on Madden.
19 or 20?
20.
He was on Madden 20. There you go.
Yeah,
there
broke it last night. Our buddy Josh put it up online last night. He's like, finally, the Madden curse was broke. Mahomes, blah, blah, blah. And he had the picture of the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I commented, and I'm like, dude, just broke his ankle on the interview booth, the post-game interview booth.
Yeah, he has a break, shattering his femur, walking up to the
post-game
interview
booth. ESPN booth.
Oh, his career's over.
It's that Madden curse, man.
He rips both ACLs like from his body somehow. Right. It's like, what? How did this happen?
No, better yet, he just gets smoked from John Madden himself out of nowhere. Just blindsided.
Boom!
Hey, boom.
No, it was a very well deserved. It was a great game. I had a lot of fun watching it. There were some great plays.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly any penalties.
You know what's fantastic about that is we don't have keyboard warriors right now. But, well, if he would have thrown the flag on, you know, it was a well called game.
Yep.
It was a fantastic game. No fights.
Yeah.
I mean, it did get a little heated.
A little rough.
A little bit, but that's football, man.
It's Super Bowl. It's going to happen,
It was. Everything was laid out perfectly. You got to give it to the refs. They did a fantastic job. There were a couple calls where you're like, man, was it?
Yeah.
But in the moment, and you really look at it, they made the right calls.
Really, really well-played game.
It's nice to go on social media and not have just a barrage of posts of people bitching about something that happened the night before.
Even better, no Tom Brady.
No? Oh, you bastard. His backup was in there.
Yeah, well, that's true. His backup was in there. He didn't win
there. There was a lot of posts about that last night. Yeah. I'm like, geez, guys, let it go. But you're right. You know, honestly, you know I'm a Pats fan. I love seeing other people in the Super Bowl. It's nice to see the excitement of the Chiefs last night.
There's no denying that, obviously, the Patriots always, they have a dynasty.
You see old boy straight up doing like a snow angel into the confetti that was all over the field?
Well, it's a big deal. 50 years since the Chiefs won.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of that, so great game. I think we can all agree on that. I actually have 10 interesting facts and stats from Super Bowl 54. Should we do these?
Yeah.
Number one, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid finally got his first Super Bowl win, and deuces were wild. It was his 222nd career win as a head coach, and it happened on 2-2-2020.
I saw that.
Reid had previously been the winningest coach in NFL history without a championship. Guys won some football games, man.
Two things. Either aliens or that was all set up, bro.
Aliens, bro. I think the Mayans predicted this on their calendar.
Nostradamus.
Yeah, that's right. San Francisco 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan is not exactly known as a Super Bowl finisher. There are three teams in Super Bowl history to lose a 10-point fourth quarter lead. Kyle had the offensive plays for two of them. Again, Kyle was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons. Oh.
Yeah, but he's mostly known for his MTV show, Ridiculousness, and his flat bill hat and his DC shoes.
There was a point there, too. And this is where I kind of got on the, like giving him some shit, is it was a play where did Garoppolo get knocked, like hit out of bounds?
Yes.
And then, like Shanahan attacked the other team's player.
Got
into his face. It's like, dude, you're the head coach. You're the face of the team. Knock it off.
Yeah, calm down a little.
Don't act like a punk. Like I understand standing up for your team, but your job is to be the leader role, to keep these young men level headed so they don't get ejected from the game. What are you gonna throw down with a player? Fucking knock it off, you moron.
He's got a flat bill, Brock.
That's what I'm saying. He kind of seems douchey. Is that bad to say? I don't know the guy, but he seems like a fucking douche. That's kind of where I'm at.
I don't know him either. I didn't get to talk trash.
Yeah. Well, from what I gather,
I'll let you go to hell.
Yeah, you go to hell. but yeah, he was the offensive coordinator when the Falcons lost 28-3 to the Patriots, that lead when they were up 28-3.
Ooh,
brutal, bro. Brutal. Patrick Mahomes turned 24 in September. He's now the youngest quarterback to win the Super Bowl MVP. Tom Brady's the only other quarterback to do it before turning 25.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
24 years old, man. You know what's funny is I put up a post last night. Some people were talking about, I hate Patrick Mahomes. I'm just like, why? How can you hate that guy?
What it is, unfortunately, fans are in football. You could be the. It's the same thing that why Tom Brady gets hate. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing why Aaron Rodgers gets hate. Whenever your team loses to a talented quarterback, you're gonna hate it, and you're gonna hate that quarterback. You're like, oh, he sucks. I hate that guy. Blah blah blah.
Well, I heard that back in 1994, Patrick Mahomes stole his brother's Mighty Max set, and ever since then, I could just never really rally around him.
I don't like the guy. You know, with that kind of character,
you know.
That's
what social media is coming to these days, Brock.
Speaking of Mahomes, it is what it is. It's fucking people. Just
well,
stupid.
Back in 1982.
Mahomes' comeback numbers are incredible. 5-0. He was 5-0 trailing by double digits this season, including 3-0 in the postseason.
I'm pretty sure they said last night that they've never started a game without going 3-0.
That's crazy.
During the whole season.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, because last night that was big, man.
3-0 right off
wow.
the bat. And then San Francisco, what, they score or kick a field goal?
Kicked a field goal, yeah. According to advanced math, the 49ers had a 94.5% chance of winning when they led 20-10 with 10:37 left in the game.
Yeah, but that's just putting a team on the other side. That's not putting Patrick Mahomes on the other side.
I know, you got to look at that.
You have to look at that.
Yeah.
And you have to look look at their previous games. They scored like three touchdowns in like 3 minutes, dude.
It's damn impressive, though, what the Chiefs did.
Oh, yeah.
Damn impressive.
That's what I always say, man. You should let the Chiefs have the lead the whole game.
Yeah, give them something to go for.
It's getting something different.
Yep.
You know?
This is the Chiefs' first Super Bowl win since 1969. There was a 50-year drought, but the New York Jets have a 51-year drought, and 12 other teams have never won the Super Bowl.
Damn you, Jets.
Damn Jets. Let's see. The Patriots, Steelers, 49ers, and Cowboys together have 22 of the 54 Super Bowl wins.
Wow.
Which is even more impressive when you look at Brady's 6.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah, it is wild.
Nuts. The 49ers did snag at least one Super Bowl record. Deebo Samuel had 53 rushing yards, which is the most ever by a wide receiver in Super Bowl history.
You know what I was thinking about last night?
What?
You just saying that fact reminded me of it. I wish I, like, I was too young, but I wish I knew football a little bit more when the 49ers were killing it in that era.
Back in the day? Well, they went from Montana to Young.
Right.
Like, that's nuts.
That's, yeah, that's two fantastic that's Hall of Famers,
that's
man.
That's Favre to Rodgers, but more Super Bowls.
Right.
You know?
It's wild.
Yep.
You know, I was a kid when it was happening, and I kind of slightly remember watching somebody. It's not like you're really watching the game.
And you don't grab. I mean, I remember Steve Young. It really, everything before, like, I was 10 years old when the Packers won the Super Bowl in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of, I don't remember the game. I remember the feeling. I do remember looking over my dad going, oh my God, we won the Super Bowl.
Like a little Super Bowl.
Yeah, we won the Super Bowl. But, you know, then again, I was, when they won in 2010,
mm-hmm.
that was, at that age, being in my 20s, like, that was really big for me.
Oh, yeah.
And now, like, getting more into it. But you're right, though. It's like, there's some of these legendary players that they still play when we were alive, but I mean, I don't remember.
See, it's like you can always go back and watch film, but it's just not the same. You got to be in that time and in the present right there at that time to really like the 85 Bears that everybody talks about. Like
that the Bears fans don't fucking shut up about.
You know, but like in that era,
yeah.
Like I wish I could have experienced it to understand it a little bit more. Like how good Peyton really was. Not Peyton, but Walter Peyton. It's just weird putting yourself in those times and growing, and how much the game has changed since.
Yeah. And see, that's also, too, when I look at quarterbacks now, there's a part of me, especially being a quarterback, playing the position, I look at some of the quarterbacks I idolize, and I'm like, man, the game was so different. Yeah. The game was so different 10 years ago. You know,
nice would it have been to not get smoked back in the day.
When you think
every
about,
other, even in practice,
would some of these guys have longer careers?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, Jim McMahon, it has what is that CTS?
Yeah.
Like, dude, his brain is fucking scrambled because he took some hits, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
big time.
And now, if you breathe wrong on the quarterback, there's a flag. So I don't know.
I know I bring this up occasionally in these podcasts, but like you're going back to my dad's football days.
Yeah.
I used to give him salt tablets.
Yeah.
During practice, so they get really thirsty. So the thought was, well, if they're very thirsty during the whole week of practice, when it comes game time, you're never going to get thirsty.
You'd be fine.
You know, if you're hydrated.
You don't need no water breaks. And now, after every play, an NFL player has someone squirt it into their mouth.
Yeah.
Super Bowl I,
just blows my mind.
Len Dawson was smoking a cigarette and having a Fresca at halftime.
Yeah.
or either at halftime or at the end of the game. But the fact is, an NFL quarterback was smoking a cigarette and drinking a soda, whatever.
Which goes to the point back, you know, well, the teams back in the day, they were really blah, blah, and they were really good, and they could beat any team this year. They
were talented. Don't get me wrong. They were talented people, but the game has changed so much.
Yeah, the game has changed so much. You don't see Shanahan on the sideline smoking a cig.
I would love to
drink it a Fresca.
I would love to just. You know? That'd be fantastic.
Babe Ruth could kill it today.
No,
with his cabbage underneath his hat.
Cabbage leaves to keep him cool.
Jesus, you guys are morons.
You just love that.
Right.
The Chiefs tied a Super Bowl record for most points in the fourth quarter with 21, and they tied the record for the most converted fourth downs with 2. They share the fourth quarter record with the Cowboys, who made their 21-point comeback in Super Bowl 27.
See, that's another stat that's changed with the game today. People are going for it on fourth down a lot. And I love that. I always thought, as a kid, I thought that. I'm like, why aren't you going on fourth
down? It's a Super Bowl.
Depending on where you're at, I guess. If you're on your own 30, I can see. Yeah,
exactly.
Put it away.
I think, but any 50 and
50 above.
And go for it.
Why aren't you?
You know?
You have a 250-pound fullback.
Yeah.
And you're telling me he can't get 1 yard?
Fourth and one? I mean, and I know it happens. They do, but
odds are.
The annual EA Sports Super Bowl simulation on Madden predicted the Chiefs would beat the 49ers 35-31. They were right on the winner, obviously, and now have been right 11 of the past 17 years. Crazy.
Damn, really?
Crazy, yeah. So there you go. There's some there's some fun facts. It's great. I love the Super Bowl. I'd love to see my team in it, but it's still fun to watch.
It is, man.
The best of the best. I think both teams, I still will not ever support Garoppolo. I can't do it. I can't do it. The game was put into his hands, and he fucking choked.
They were talking last night that, you know, if it wasn't for Mahomes, you know, basically winning the game last night, he was going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Brady. Oh, he's going to go. I swear to God. I swear. The only rings Garoppolo deserves is second string Super Bowl rings. Think about Brady going to 49ers.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, that'd be fucking disgusting.
That would be disgusting, dude. You know, imagine Garoppolo's stance. God damn it.
He's behind Brady again.
Again.
Damn you, Brady.
But you know what? He'd probably have a Super Bowl ring.
That would be. He probably would. He'd probably have another one.
I mean, dude, you know what's weird about Garoppolo? You saw a few passes last night, and you're like, damn, dude, he could drop it in the basket.
He's just not consistent, man.
It's just weird. It's like a cloud that hangs over his head that, like, he can't get past.
And, like, here's
the
thing.
It's a confidence thing, too.
It's almost like Stafford. It's like Kirk Cousins.
Right.
They're good quarterbacks. Again, you're not an NFL starter without being a good quarterback.
An unbelievable quarterback.
But when it comes down to it, there is a difference between the elite quarterbacks, the Rodgers, the Bradys. 2 minutes, you know you can put the ball in their hands. You made a really good point. The 49ers lost because it fell. If it would have fallen on their defense to stop the 49ers, they probably they would have had a better chance. Mm-hmm. But here you're putting it into a guy who is, he can make passes. Mm-hmm. He can run the offense. But two-minute drill, when it's on the line, he's not a closer.
Yeah, when Garoppolo had the ball last night, and I was banking on, this is the thought that I was banking on, because I was kind of rooting for San Francisco. Underdogs, I didn't really have a team in it, so just kind of root for the under. But the thought in my brain was like, okay, he backed up Tom for a long time, so he knows. Mm-hmm. He's seen it before. But if that's what you're banking on to win a game, like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and you can watch it all you want, but that doesn't mean you got the cojones to do it.
I thought of that last night, too. Yeah. I'm like, damn, this is what I'm thinking about. They're not going to win, are they?
It was a great game. I'll end with this last thing. This will be a good thing to end on, because we've talked pretty much everything. 44% of people think the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday.
I like that.
This also, when 44% of people are fucking stupid.
You want to hear a crazy fact that I learned last night from Josh Whitley, who was a vet?
Yeah.
Who was in Iraq. He said, what was it, 2004?
Yeah.
2005? In Iraq, during the Super Bowl, when he was, you know, enlisted.
Yeah.
They gave everybody two beers. And the whole, you know, the whole platoon or whatever it was.
Oh.
Two beers to drink during the Super Bowl. And if you weren't 21, you didn't get any.
Oh, man.
So you're old enough to go across seas to Iraq to give your life, basically.
Sitting on a sand dune.
But they won't give you beer if you're not.
And only
21.
Two beers?
Only two beers. I found this out, too. You know why it's only two beers?
Why?
And that's the only beers they drank while they were over there? It's a dry country. Completely dry.
What?
It's against their religion. Like, you cannot find a beer in Iraq, period.
No wonder they're pissed off all the time.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's fucking hot, and all you want is a cold beer?
I asked him. I was like, so would you guys, like, have to go to a different country or something?
Yeah.
Or, he's like, no, dude. We literally had them imported on semis.
Nice.
From, I don't know from where. But
yeah, somewhere nearby.
I was like, dude, that's kind of a crazy fact and kind of a fucked up fact, too, if you think about it.
Well, he deserves all the beers.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The thing, too, he's like, you know what's weird about it? It was on the Super Bowl. Not Christmas, not Thanksgiving, not any, like, you know, national holiday. You know,
But the Super Bowl. But it's America, man.
It's America.
It's America's game. It's American football
with
cold beers in the desert.
I love it.
All right, well, that's going to do it. Until next Super Bowl and next season. I know, now we got to count down the days till next football season.
You want to do sports for like the next 7 months? Because I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about.
We have nothing to talk about. Yeah. Good God.
I'm just going to sit here and shoot hoops in the studio.
That'll be our sports. Hunter's going to try and make three in a row. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. And explore more on the website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. We'll see you next time.